7:39 at WGCL. It is Thursday morning. We check in with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. She's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm interested in that barbecue that you're talking about.
Door's always open. All you have to do is put up with my kids and you'll be great.
Okay, I'm in.
But they're really totally good. They are good kids. You just have to be, you have to want to kick the soccer ball, throw the football, pitch a baseball, and then run around like a mad person. So
I'm in.
That's all you have to do. Now, I didn't know you were an aspiring author. We saw you pen a column in yesterday's HT. Tell us all about it.
Oh, pretty excited about that. You know, it really, one day we were, I get to give hard hat tours all the time, and I'm walking some people around, and they really didn't know all of the great programs that we offered, and, you know, just all the things that we're doing at Ivy Tech, and just what a wonderful facility we have, and our faculty. And
well, the reason I wanted you to talk about that is because there was some other construction news, perhaps, yesterday morning. I didn't want yours to get lost in the shuffle.
Exactly, when I was there at that press conference. But, you know, that article that I wrote along with some other people on campus, we did it together, was really just we want to tell our story. We're doing some phenomenal things at Ivy Tech, and, you know, we've got the expansion. You know, we're over 60% complete, and we need to be telling our story every day about our great faculty, our students, our staff, our unbelievable programs. And, you know, with the news yesterday, as I said, I was at that press conference, you could feel the excitement in everybody that was there. It was incredible. What a great opportunity for the community that this facility and the partnership between IU and IU Health Bloomington, it's just going to be amazing, and we all get to be a part of it, which
that's
is even
right
better.
And that was going to be my next question. How does Ivy Tech directly fit in that equation?
Well, you know, we do use IU Health Bloomington for our clinical sites. Some of our adjunct faculty are IU Health Bloomington employees. It's just going to make it even better. The opportunities for our students to be on that facility and to work together with IU and IU Health Bloomington is just, the doors are wide open. There's so many opportunities for us, for all of us.
What's the old saying about the tide raising all boats? How could that possibly hurt anybody, correct?
That's exactly correct. And I can't be more proud of the work that's going on with IU and IU Health Bloomington and Ivy Tech together.
Now, you don't have to tell us if you don't know, but how much of a surprise was this? When did this start making the rounds? They said mid-January. Was that really the first discussion, or had this been kicked around over the last, I don't know, year, month? Did you hear anything about this, or were you surprised as well?
I was a little surprised. I thought they were coming out on the west side,
well,
to be honest.
All that acreage that was out there, I thought that was the worst-kept secret in town, but it changed up. Now, does the location issue, does that even bother you? Does it matter?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it's we needed it. It's a necessity for the community, and the fact that we're going to have it in Bloomington, and it has the bus route, you know, that's fantastic. It's a win-win. Were you going to call me Julie?
I was going to call you Julie, yes,
or Judy, or
it's a J sound.
Hey, let me bring this back to level par. Our guest this morning is Jenny Vaughn. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She checks in with us every Thursday morning. And Keith, as always, exciting things going on.
What I was going to say was that you've heard the phrase "it takes a village to raise a child." Ivy Tech's got a village. And there's village meeting today, and you're going to be there.
Is it true the village people are performing? Is that why?
True. That has happened at least once in the lifetime.
Well, Keith's sitting here in his Indian outfit, so I'm wondering what the hell that's all about.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't spell it is my problem.
And you've got the construction worker's helmet on, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, so you got half of them.
My hard hat. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We'll get you the police uniform, and you can be a part of it,
too. There we go.
And Neville can come in his firefighter's
There you go.
Outfit. Well, there you go.
Halloween sorted for this year.
Right. Oh, my
God. What about the village meeting? What happens at a village meeting on a college campus?
Well, we have what we call a student village meeting, and we try to have those a couple of times a semester. It's a new thing that we started last semester, or with our student life team is asked that we do this. And so it's the leadership of the campus. So it's myself, Dr. Thurman in academic affairs, Sam DeWeese in student affairs, and some others that lead and direct some major areas of the campus where we meet the students and we have them tell us what's going on, whether it's something good, it's bad, just communicating to us and giving us some feedback about either things that we can change or improve on, or some new suggestions about things. And so today is our student village meeting. We meet for about an hour. We serve some pizza.
Oh, you ply them with food.
That's right. Uh-huh. If you serve food, they'll show up. But we don't have any problem getting students to come and talk to us.
Have you gotten things that have come out of these meetings that have resulted in change?
A couple of things. Absolutely. You know, there were some issues with they needed some more tutoring hours and different services. Okay. So we quickly, turned that around. Within a couple of days, we were able to make some changes there. They wanted to make sure that they had some classroom materials that they could purchase in the bookstore in a timely manner. We were able to do that. And then there's always something about financial aid, just because, know, the complexity of financial aid. And there were some things that we could have done a little bit better, and now we implemented those immediately. So, it's just awesome that they feel comfortable to be able to talk to us, and they allow us to talk to them and get different feedback, and it's just a lot of fun.
So that's over the lunch hour?
That's over the lunch hour.
Okay.
You're welcome to come show up if you want, Keith.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, we know about Hoosier Link. You can talk about cooperation.
Yes.
Hoosier Link is a program that multiplies Indiana University and Ivy Tech together to help students.
That's right. It's a great program. It's in its ninth year. It'll be the ninth year this fall. And what it is that students will be part of a cohort of students. This year we'll have 50 students. And it's a partnership between us and IU. And students will live in the dorms at Indiana University. They'll even take a college success class on the campus. It's our class, but it'll be taught there in the dorm, kind of in the hallway situation, where they the rooms that they can gather in. They'll meet there. But then they take the rest of their classes with us at Ivy Tech, and they have certain benchmarks that they've got to reach in order to then transfer back to IU. And it's a very successful program. Again, it will be in our ninth year. And this weekend, we have students who come from all 92 counties in the state. The different students will come and check us out. They'll check out IU to make sure that this is a good fit. They'll meet staff from both organizations and make their decisions about whether they're going to be a part of the Hoosier Link program for
now,
fall.
You talked on this program, told Mike about the what was going to be going on the Education Summit. You had over 600 students attend that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was at Westgate, and it was at Crane.
Mm-hmm.
It was another collaboration between a lot of people. So the Governor's Region 8 Works Council, that team led this whole endeavor. And, we were there. IU was there. ISU was there. MCCSC was there. Other schools were there. There were 3 career centers and 10 high schools that were there that brought over 600 students. And really what it was how to tie in what's going on in the high school and their career or the courses that they take and the pathways for them to move them on to a higher ed situation, whether it's a 2-year or it's a 4-year. And then how does it go on? You take all of that and work, go into a job. And so there were all kinds of people there. There were business, education, everybody was there. So it was phenomenal. I keep hearing so many good things about it. So that was the first annual, and they're planning the second one for next year.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. Jenny, we're getting close on time, but you got some more awards and some people that have been honored.
Yes, real quick, I'd just like to give a shout out to our faculty in the respiratory care program. They were recognized recently from the Commission on Accreditation for Respiratory Care. They are being awarded, and the only ones in the country, a Distinguished Registered Respiratory Therapist Credentialing Success Award. And that's a huge, long name for
the
award.
Is there an acronym for that?
Yeah.
The Ivy Tech School of Acronyms has come up with it.
That's right. We should think about that. I'll come up with it.
What are we
going to
call
it?
Well, the name of the group is the AARC.
Don't get that confused.
The American Association of Respiratory Care.
Right. But the award is, being a distinguished registered program. That just means that their success rate on students passing the credentials is very, very high. And then the attrition and job placement for their students is very, very high. So, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And I give all kudos to our program chair, Jennifer Perdue, and the clinical director, Sasha McKinney, They're amazing. They're going to get this award will be presented to them in Phoenix in July, probably the hottest time of the year in Phoenix.
How about Adam Lambert?
Yes, and last week I talked about attending an event for our adjunct faculty on a statewide. It was a statewide event, so every campus had an award winner for their campus at this event. And one person was chosen the Gerald I. Lampkin Award, and President Lampkin was our president up until about 2006, and he is now emeritus, president emeritus. And our campus was awarded the overall Lampkin Award, and that went to Adam Lambert, who's been working for us for quite a few years as an adjunct, and he's just outstanding. So congratulations to our respiratory program and, of course, all of our adjuncts. And Keith, you're an adjunct, but especially today, Adam Lambert. So.
Hey, and before we let you go, if I want to get a ticket to see Bob Lambert.
Bob Lambert.
Sir.
Bob Geldof.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't Adam Lambert on American Idol?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, they're going very quickly. We only have a few more. Give us a call at 330-6001, and Tina can help you get that ticket.